to Aussie Tech Heads, podcasting live from the Secret Hub Studios on the Gold Coast, Australia. Sit back, relax, and listen for a while. Who knows? You might learn something.
Hey, welcome. Another episode. Aussie Tech Heads, how you doing? It is yet another week gone, another week closer to Christmas, and another week of wind here on the Gold Coast. In the trees, that is, you know, not the other type of wind. We wouldn't like that, would we? Okay, it's brought to you by aghwebhosting.com.au, and go there if you want some Aussie hosting. Some servers are hosted in Sydney, and they're nice and fast. You get a nice little ping out of them, so that's good. So affordable rates, so aghwebhosting.com.au. Go and support the your friendly local Aussie shared hosting service. Why not? All right, now we have, it's a bit lonely in here tonight, round the table, round the blab table, round the Aussie Tech Head table in the lounge. We've only got Eric here this week. How you doing, Eric?
Hello, Glenn. I was going to say hello, gentlemen, but that's just gentleman.
That's right, yes. How you been? We missed you last week. You working hard?
What was happening last week? I can't remember.
Oh, you were working hard.
I was just flat out, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And, I suggested it might have been because of the end of the financial tax year for companies.
No, I don't operate that way.
You just do your own tax year?
I have work all year round, and some between now and Christmas is my busiest period.
Right. Yeah, okay. So is that just for the personal tax returns, or what, is everything, all the info just coming together?
I don't do many of those, companies and bits and pieces, super funds.
So all the info just comes together sort of like at this time of the year?
Yes.
Yeah. Very
the
good.
Year ended 2015.
Oh, nice. Oh, look, it's going to be a lonely year without Richie this year, isn't it?
Richie, I know. Well, he wasn't there much last year either.
No, but to know that he will never be there ever again, it's,
good. You see, it is very sad.
Yeah. I'm sure they'll have a suitable tribute come the November test.
They always do. It's the Richie Day. They always have it every year.
Yes, well, hopefully that will continue. All right, what's been going on, I hear you ask, so eagerly in news this week? Let's go and have a look at this.
Read the email if you want to start with the email.
She's right at the top here. Okay, get rid of, I don't want to see new changes. Got it. Okay, another email from Matt B this week. He was searching, he must have had something broke down on him, poor Matty, and he was searching around for warranty. And so he writes, I was just searching a warranty issue regarding registration cards on Google and entered warranty if I in the Google page search bar and was very surprised by the auto suggestion which came up once I pushed the space after the I. So warranty if I space. And what come up, if I can, I don't think I have got a screenshot of this here for everyone who is watching on video, but go and do it. Type it in, warranty if I space, and what comes up is Google thinking that you're talking Android, obviously. Its suggestion is what if I root. So I suggest that you could stuff the phone if you don't know what you're doing. So there you go. Surprises everywhere in Google. All right, so that's the email out of the way. That's a quick little email, wasn't it? Now, yes. Look, here's another one just quickly from Apple. Look, there's been a couple of Apple stories again this week. I thought Apple might have died down after, they've released the iPhone. And it's this month, is it, Eric, that the Maxi iPad Pro, whatever they call it, is coming?
Maxi, when you see everyone jumping around having fun.
The Maxi Pad.
That is in November.
What's in October?
Next month.
Is it Apple TV this month?
I'm not sure.
Because there was one a month, I thought.
Yeah. I am not sure.
Well, we might
tell you the truth. I know they've raised their prices on their Macs.
They have, but we'll come to that in a second. So let's I'll continue with this one. I'm getting confused here tonight. Apple said on Thursday that it had removed a few applications from its App Store, expressing its concerns that the security of some users' personal data could be compromised in certain circumstances. So obviously Apple's right onto this, and that's why we love them so much. The company
I think, though, that Apple in the last maybe 12 months, 18 months, there's been a lot more security issues with their apps.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, like, you know, things like these sort of things, you know, Apple removes app or there's security about this, you know, this. There's been a lot more of that lately.
And do you reckon this is because, do you think that the pigeons that they got trawling through the apps are being a bit careless? They're not getting fed enough?
No, maybe it's not careless. When your app store is that busy and you've got, you know, you probably can't hire enough people to do it because it'd be a thankless job. I'd hate to do it.
Oh, yes. Well, they'd probably got programs to run which probably picks up certain bits of code.
Yes, they would,
And
yes,
look, even programs that probably execute certain bits of code, you know, to see what the output would be. But I know even when lodging, submitting podcasts to Apple, you got to wait about 3 or 4 days. So someone obviously must go through and listen. Yeah, they must listen to them because it acknowledges that you've submitted it and then it says, we'll review it and we'll get back to you.
And they never do.
No, in a couple of days, it says, congratulations, your podcast is now on iTunes, can be found on iTunes. So they must review it. But anyway, the company said that the apps threatened user security by installing certificates that can expose data to monitoring by third parties. Apple did not specify the precise number of the apps in question, but among the apps it removed was Bean Choice, never heard of it, which attracted attention, apparently, for its ability to block advertising in apps. I don't care about the advertising. Just buy it. It's $2.
$2, I know. What are you going to do?
If you like the app enough and you're using it every 5 seconds, just buy it, for goodness sake.
Care.
Yeah. I think, what is it with apps that people just, do people expect apps to be for free? But really?
I think they expect it for free. It's $2.
But software's never been so cheap. Like,
correct.
Like, before apps, you're paying, whatever, $40. $80.
Well, don't forget, before the whole online subscription thing with Microsoft Office, you were paying up to $500, $600, $700 for the Office suite in Australia anyway. And I know that you're only paying about $50 in America for that, but in Australia anyway, it was very, very expensive.
Yeah.
I'm just getting told here I've got a serious echo.
Oh, can you mute me?
I can mute you.
How's that go?
Yeah. Hello, Leanne. Is that better? Please advise.
So, Eileen.
Oh, sorry. I thought that was my eyes aren't
what they used to be.
not what they used to be. Eileen, sorry. Still echo. You are on both boxes. Yes, we know about the boxes. Yeah,
the boxes.
Let me mute myself. If I mute me, Glenn, what will happen?
I can hear you.
Okay, yep. Now you're just on one. Okay, thank you, Eileen.
All right, or maybe you'll just go blank to the blab.
Oh, no, hang on, echo. All right, try that. Just as we're talking, Eileen, I'd appreciate if you could just type in if we're still echoing or not, but I'll try and fix that. Yes. Continue.
Okay. Yeah. An Apple spokeswoman said the company would release a support page to help users remove the apps in question from their devices. So hopefully look out for a support page. I've got no idea where the support page is or where it's going to come from or what it's going to look like. But, I don't know. But anyway, if you have joined us on Blab, we do stream live on Blab, and look, it's going to look probably different to a lot of other Blabs because we do have multiple cameras, and I have to change pictures and whatever just so we can see. So when it records properly for YouTube and so forth. Just concentrate on one picture, on this picture. That's one you concentrate on. All right.
Yeah. Mute the other one.
Yeah. So now if you are listening through audio only, you can join us Thursday night, 7:30 Queensland time, if you want to join in for the live recording of the show. All right. What have you found this week, Eric? You were saying
not much.
Good. Well, great.
Getting all excited.
Oh, it's going to be a quick show.
Well, not all know, Apple have raised prices in Brazil, New Zealand, Norway, Malaysia and Australia on their Macs and 11% hike in Australia and some larger ones in other countries. For example, I think New Zealand got a 20% hike or something. It's quite high. And that's the foreign exchange fluctuations in each country. And So there you go. So it wasn't going to last forever. Not as if Apple are already cheap in Australia as it is, but they're not.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, so Apple upgrades iMacs with Retina and Force Touch. So I suppose what Eric is saying, like, you know, the dollar continues to sort of squander around about 69 cents, 70 cents, which makes things, well, really, it's a third dearer, isn't it? So I suppose, and I heard apps are going up. From what, a dollar?
Yes. Oh, no. All the tight asses will be screaming now.
I know.
$2.20.
I know. Well, as I said, if you like it, you buy it. But the upgrade to the iMac with Retina and Force Touch. So so that's not Force Touch on the screen because Macs don't yet have touch screens, do they? As far as I know.
No, not on their computers, no. Which they, you know, I'm very surprised because I think that if they brought out a Surface-type device but looked like a MacBook Air, they'd sell pretty quickly, I'd imagine.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon they would. I think that's the Apple seems to be lagging a bit behind. But then do you want a laptop or a desktop where you have to reach across to poke it? Would you poke it?
No, that's the thing. You wouldn't. It'd have to be what you've got. It'd have to be a convertible-type situation, I think, for it to work properly.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, so Apple enhanced the desktops with a new Retina 4K display for its 21.5-inch iMac, as well as a standardized Retina 5K display. And the whiz-bang new Skylake processors. So how good's that for the 27-inch iMac? Improved keyboard, mouse devices, and trackpads. Oh, Eric's going down to the Apple shop.
How much?
Well, we'll get to that. The new Retina 5K display also ramps up its pixel density, quadrupling its resolution with 5,120 by 2,880 pixels. So that's going all right.
10K.
Hey?
5x2, that's 10K.
Whatever, I don't know. I don't know how they work it. But anyway, the new 27...
I might be wrong. I might be not calculating that correctly.
The new 27-inch IMAX with 5K Retina display starts at, $2,800. Wowzers.
That's not bad, actually. It's not bad.
According to Apple, the 4K, Apple's new 27-inch Mac, also offers 25% more colour, more vibrant display. They've also revealed upgrades to the keyboard, trackpad and mouse, the Magic Keyboard, priced at 165 smackaroos. Is that dear for a keyboard from Apple? Or is that about right?
It's pretty high. It's usually 109,
110. Right. That might be the little Apple tax there as well.
Okay. Yeah, so I've got here the 4K display, 21-inch 4K display. What's this one? 27-inch. Okay, 21-inch 4K display is $2,299, which is not bad.
Yeah.
And the 27-inch 5K display is $3,599.
That's a lot, eh?
It's a lot.
That's a lot.
I don't know if 27 is pretty big.
Yeah, it's a big machine, big monitor.
Yeah, you'd have to be pretty blind to want to use that, someone that's in the editing movies and that sort of thing.
So this new keyboard, anyway, the Magic Keyboard, it's redesigned for 33% more key stability, more comfortable typing.
What does that even mean?
Ah, who knows? It's just for bigger thumbs and fingers. Yeah, who would know?
I'm going to go down there and I'll start typing up. Nope, they're right. It's 30%. It's actually 31%. How would you even know? How would you measure that?
Well, I suppose they're just going, it's a third. A third better. Third better.
Yeah, but the thing is, no one can ever disprove that, ever.
No. Well, you know, it's the same thing when they say they list their upgrades, their 100 upgrades of each product, and some of it's just a one extra dot on a font. You know,
yes, that's right.
That's rubbish.
For improved performance and security.
Yeah, more easy reading, one dot on our fonts.
That's right.
The keyboard features wireless Bluetooth and has built-in lithium-ion battery that charges through a lightning connector to a USB cable. Now, the Apple new design Magic Trackpad contains Force Touch and a 29% bigger design. So, Force Touch? Yeah, right? Didn't they click anyway, or what's Force Touch? I don't know. Right. I know what Force Touch is on the phone, but...
I'm trying to do that on a trackpad as well now.
But didn't the trackpads click?
Isn't it just like right-click?
Something like that, must be. Well, the trackpad's $199 Australian.
Wow.
And the new Magic Mouse 2 contains newly designed internal structure, built-in rechargeable lithium-ion battery, priced at $129 Aussie.
For a mouse?
For a mouse.
Are they for real?
But the Magic Keyboard and Magic Mouse 2 come in the box with a new IMAX, so score.
Oh, so you get a... Oh, so you, if you buy a $2,500 mouse, you get a free computer.
That's pretty much right. Yeah, so, look, the mouse is quite interesting. I was talking to Michael from the Aussie Mac Zone today, and he said, I'm not sure if he said he had the mouse or he's going to get the mouse, but he was telling me about the mouse, and he was saying that, yeah, it's like, so it's cordless, but if it just happens to go flat or whatever, you just plug it in and it just becomes like a corded mouse.
Until it's perfect.
Charge. I thought that's great. Why hasn't this been done before?
It'll charge at the same time.
Yes.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Why hasn't this been done before? Like, that's great.
That's a good point. Why hasn't it been done before?
Yeah, why wouldn't people have thought about it? Like, that's just brilliant.
It just seems to make sense because you're always plugging a mouse, a corded mouse, into a computer.
That's right.
Why can't you make... Yeah, you're right. Why you just didn't make the cable detachable?
Mm. Yeah.
And charge the battery when you're plugged in?
Yeah, I don't know. That's
I don't get it.
It's like backlit keyboards. Where have they been all my life?
I know, right? I've got one here now that isn't backlit.
Oh, yes. Now, have you got a Dell laptop?
No.
Just a Dell desktop?
I've got an HP laptop.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm talking you through this. You've got three screens here.
Is it laptop, an Ultrabook?
Laptop over there. That's the camera.
Right.
In front of me is an LG 23-inch HD screen, and that's that camera. And to my left is a Acer 23-inch screen, all plugged into my laptop.
Nice. Do you have any issues plugging your iPads or iPhones into your laptop?
No.
Yeah, I had come across one today, and I think it was because it was an Ultrabook, so it was a Dell.
Ultrabooks are pretty good.
Yeah, well, you'd think so, and everything was working fine, and something happened. He wasn't happy with some aspect of it. They actually did replace the motherboard for him. And then after the motherboard got replaced, well, then his iPad started doing real weird things when he plugged it in. Like it was going connect.
Is this your favorite client?
Yes.
Oh, it is.
Yes. So he was doing this and that. And
why does it only ever happen to him?
Well, I don't know. But anyway, what I said was go and buy a powered hub. So we went and bought a powered hub, and that sort of fixed the problem. So I'm saying, well, aren't these Ultrabook USB ports got enough power to them?
Oh, like, maybe. See, Dell might be using cheaper parts. See, I don't have that problem with the HP or the Mac. We've got a Mac here.
Right.
Which is recording the show.
Right. Yeah, so, yeah, I don't know. So I thought, yeah, okay. So it was just interesting, just one of those things, you know, that there's not enough power. So if anyone's got problems with things not working in their USB port, maybe it's a power issue. Okay.
Could be. I think that's a good likelihood.
Yes. Now, what else? What have you got? What did you – I am looking at your stories.
I think you should play the video of the camera, of the Lily camera. I don't know if you can screen grab that or not. If not, don't bother.
I can try, but it's not going to be very good for the audio people. But we can
give it a shot.
We can give it a shot.
But you can give them the link. It's lily.camera for those that are watching. There you go.
Now, unfortunately, that's all I can give you is just half of it. But yeah, Eric's found this Lily camera, L-I-L-Y camera on YouTube.
What it is, there's a GPS tracker that you attach to your body or your wrist, and it's waterproof as well, got a waterproof case. And you throw it up in the air, and it just hovers. And when you start moving, it starts following you.
Yeah.
So when you stop, it just stops. So if you're an extreme sports person like this person here watching, and you go, you know, you're running down a hill or you're biking or something like that, it'll just follow you and take videos of you. It's brilliant.
Yeah, it's very good. There's the lady. She's putting the tracking device in her watch type.
Yeah.
Gadgety thing. Oh, waterproof.
Yeah, waterproof.
So it gets into the water, flies out of the water.
And then it just follows you.
That's pretty good, isn't it? So what we're watching now is that there's a guy in a, what do they call it, a canoe going down some white water rapids, and it's just filming all the time from behind him. It's great.
From behind, oh, and you can set it that it can film from in front of you as well. So you can just set it up before you throw it in.
How does it know?
Okay, film from in front or film from behind.
So it must know that it's not going to run into a mountain or something.
Yeah, it'll have all these sensors on it, I'm sure.
Yeah, right. It records sounds.
Yeah, it records everything. Absolutely everything.
12 it's like having stills.
You know, when they're making movies, big Hollywood movies, they've got those things on the big cranes that start, you know, or helicopters. Hmm. You could make your own movie, swear to God.
Yeah.
Lily.camera, $7.99 US.
Yeah, right.
I think that's good value. And within a couple of years, you will pick one up in your Christmas stocking, I reckon, for about $4.99 US. And that's when I'll get one. It'll be 4K camera.
Now
you follow me to work.
Yes. I wonder if you could tell it how high to follow you or whatever. Like, are we all going to...
I think I've got a funny thing. It's a preset distance because otherwise it might drop out of range.
But the thing is, like, okay, yeah, they're all good. They're all, you know, they make you feel great because you've got some new tech and all this sort of stuff. But if everyone had one, wouldn't they just all crash in the air? There'd be so many of them.
How good would that be? It'd be hilarious. They'd have all these sensors. It'd be like a traffic jam up there. You know, like, what's it called? Back to the Future.
Mm. Yeah, it would be. Yeah, it would be. All right. So, well, that's good. There's your little Lily cam. Now, where was I going to go after that? I was going to tell you about buying from the US, actually.
Yes, indeed.
Now, we all know of places like even Australia Post has got a service where you can, what do you call it? Not drop ship, but you can get it shipped to an Australia Post facility in the US. So you can buy, you know, say like you want to buy something from Best Buy or something, and they go, oh, we don't send overseas. So what happens is, so you say, okay, then smarties, my address is, and you give them this Australia Post facility. It gets posted to the Australia Post facility in California, wherever, and then, or Texas, wherever the best tax haven is for them. And then they'll send it back to Australia to your door for a fee, and do it that way. So there's another one, and it's called the BigAppleBuddy.com.
So I'm assuming that anything you want to buy in New York.
Oh, I think it's just anywhere.
Or everywhere.
Or whatever. So the spiel is that it's already advertising the Microsoft Band 2 to Australia.
It's advertising the what?
The Microsoft Band 2.
What's that?
Well, it's like a Fitbit, I suppose.
Oh, yes, right. Okay.
Yeah, but version 2. So it's probably, I don't know, it's twice as good as the first one.
Well, I hope they do as good a job on that as they have on Skype. That's all I can say.
Oh, yeah, bloody Skype. Now, but it's not been too bad this week. It's holding out.
Hold so far?
Yes, it's and I didn't tell you, but last week I've been having slow internet every time we go to record.
Yes. Yes.
Last week I sat down on a Thursday morning, did a screenshot of a speed test. Every hour I did screenshots of speed tests.
Yeah.
Got to the show time. I thought, right, I'm going to collect some history. I'm going to have some research. I'm going to show them what I mean. Because you get these little lip service letters back, emails back, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Turn your router off.
Turn your router on and off. It's always your fault.
Yeah, but like, did they actually read what my problem was? No.
No.
Turn your router on. So anyway, and then I come to showtime, nothing happened last week.
Oh, it stayed on. So they must have gone, oh, we can't annoy Glenn.
No, that they must be listening. Yes. I think, David Toady used to listen to the show, and he must have just passed on the you know, what to listen to the new bloke?
The Thodemeister.
Yeah, but he's gone. Where did he go? Anyone know?
Oh, probably the Bahamas. Why wouldn't you?
Well, why not? But anyway, Big Apple Buddy. You can find it at bigapplebuddy.com. So they're doing they're trying to pump the wristband out to us, the Microsoft band. Microsoft has not yet announced the pricing for Australia, but its release will be in October sometime, I believe. The Big Apple Buddy advertises itself as a shopping concierge, allowing users to order tech products directly from the US. But it's not only tech products. When I went to the site, there's quite a few other things. I'm going to try and pull the site up now, see if we can get this while we're here. Oh, look, I think we might be on song this week. There we go. So you buy from what they do is you get a quote from them of what you want to buy. So it looks like, okay, where we got? So we got products, we've got the Apple Watch and the Microsoft Band, a Seek thermal camera, the Fitbit Surge, blah, blah, blah. So the Apple Watch, we click on Apple Watch. So you get a bit of a spiel about it.
So you'd be paying in US dollars, right?
Oh, I'd imagine so. That's right. So
hang on a minute. So you can buy, how can you buy from America? Oh, because when you set up an, you can set up a US account using that address, correct?
No, well, these guys, you buy through these guys.
Oh, they get it for you for a fee. Okay.
Yes. So
they add something to it. They go down and shop and add 20 bucks to it or something.
Yeah, I think their minimum service was about 40 bucks.
Right.
So here we go. We'll click in there.
Okay, it might be worth buying a computer.
Well, you don't know. You just got to work out the numbers, don't you? Always do your numbers. We find you the best price for your item and send you a free shipping quote. There you go.
Okay.
We buy your item from a reputable store and ship it to you using DHL, FedEx, or UPS. Your item arrives at your doorstep in as little as 2 to 4 business days.
I like that.
How good is that?
FedEx is good. I usually use FedEx quite a lot. It's overnight pretty much.
Yeah, so there's no hidden cost. Our itemized quotes will set out exactly how much it will cost to buy your item in the US. We can assist you with returns and exchanges. We find you store coupons and pass on exclusive Big Apple Buddy discounts. So, I don't know, next time, you know, if you're thinking of buying something, look, I
sound like... Yeah, I will. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get a quote for the MaxiPad.
Yeah, when that comes out.
It comes out next month in less than what? Beginning of November, I think it's coming out.
When's the Apple TV? I thought that was one a month till December. But anyway, so look, that doesn't look too bad. Look, I sent away a quote today just to get a comparison. I sent away because I knew how much a Apple iPhone 6S was, 64 gig. And 16 gig, I just sent away a quote. Obviously, it hasn't come. Well, I can check, see if it's come back. I don't think it's come back yet. But
keeping in mind, they're going to give you their quote in US dollars.
So that's right.
Convert.
You would say so. So, yeah, you got to do your numbers. You got to do your due diligence. But I think we worked this out sometime before, and it actually worked out okay for some items. I haven't got
nothing back.
Nothing back yet.
What about 24-hour turnaround or something?
Yeah, possibly. And if they're in the US, well, they're probably having a snooze while I sent the quote away.
This is true.
So, But look, that's something for everyone to keep in mind. So maybe it just might work, you know. Maybe it's things that we can't buy over here, like the Zune.
Yeah, can you get me a Zune, a brown one?
Yes.
I feel like squirting.
I think they died, didn't they? They're actually dead now.
They over squirted.
There's no Windows 10 for the Zune. It's gone.
Pretty bad.
So there's the big Apple Buddy. Now, did you have anything else, Eric, or are you just doing that Mac? Was that the only thing you had? Yeah, the Mac.
Well, I was rushing to find stories, and I saw so many stories that you'd put up, and I thought, oh, well, that's okay. But then I thought, no, I'll add some more Apple stories, and there's nothing else. You know, there's a couple of them. You know, Apple lost a lawsuit, patent lawsuit. They got to pay something like $1.5 billion because they were using University of Wisconsin 6 patents without permission. Well done,
right? Apple.
So that was a minor story for Apple, I suppose. You know, with $130 billion in the bank, it's probably not much of a big deal.
That's right. Like you hear stories of people complaining about they go into the Apple store and you know they have a whinge about this or a whinge about that and a whinge about something else. But at the end of the day, they don't really care because they've got 130.
They're stealing for your benefit.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Look, I had a good story. What was that one? Oh, that's right. Yeah, a personal good story because I had this TV, right, I bought from the good guys a couple of years ago and it was an LG. And just like a couple of weeks ago or a month ago or whatever, it got this line, horizontal line across the top, about 2 centimetres down. It was about, 5 mil thick right across the top. And, you know, for the first time in probably my history, I actually had on it extended warranty.
Oh, my God.
I know. Can you believe it? I never take them. And I think, and I'm sort of talking to Kim, I'm thinking, why would I have taken this? And I think it was thrown in. So, or it was to get me, look, if you pay $900, we'll get, you know, we'll throw the warranty in, the extra warranty, but it doesn't matter. I still got it. So anyway, rings them up and yeah, they send the guy out, you know, he goes, oh yeah, something wrong with the screen, blah, blah, blah. We'll get your new screen. I went, yeah, right. Yeah. 'Cause it's got a dicky HDMI port as well.
Right.
And he goes, oh, we probably won't do anything about the HDMI port. That's on the main part of the thing. It's too expensive. Or yeah. Something. I thought, yeah, righto. And because it was probably me that stuffed it anyway, like I pulled the cord out and the port come with it. So yeah. Anyway, I could understand that it wasn't going to ding, but the screen, I thought, okay, let's go. So he said, yeah, we'll order a new screen. So 2-3 weeks later, got the message, yeah, screen's come in, we'll fit in it tomorrow. So anyway, they ring up in the next day in the morning and said, oh, look, the screen's come in, but we haven't actually got the okay from LG. And all
oh,
the,
come on.
Yeah, and I go, okay, right. She goes, we're going to have to reschedule. I went, yeah, righto, whatever, whatever, I don't care, just as long as it gets done at some stage. And it, so, and about 2 hours later, I got a call from the good guys saying, oh, just to let you know, just come down, we've got a credit here for you for $750.
Was that how much you paid for it?
I don't know. I've got to find that out. Right. But it would be
cool. Hang on. First they send the repair guy, then they give you a credit.
I know.
Why don't you keep the TV and use the credit?
Well, we don't. Yeah, well, you can't. We are. They're not taking the TV away.
Well, they haven't yet.
No, it's got a line on it, but I'll use it somewhere. I'll find somewhere to use it, somehow to use it. Use it as outside one. I don't know.
On an outside one. Oh, well, yeah, you could do that at your place now. I keep forgetting you're at a new place.
I could hang the 50-inch in the toilet, see how that goes.
You could. Right next to the toilet paper.
Yes. It'd be like blinding. A self-drying. No, it'd be so hot in there from the heat, and you just dry.
Oh, you could, yeah. Well, you know, cheaper than heated floors.
I can't believe how popular heated floors are.
They are becoming quite popular, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think they're not as expensive to put in now as they used to be, but people are forgetting that your electricity bill is going to go through the roof.
Oh, that's right.
And like, do you really need them, really?
No.
I don't think you need them. Oh, we've got, you know, those exhaust fans in the bathrooms, right? And they've got heat lamps as well?
Yeah, yeah.
In winter, you could stay in that bathroom completely naked for hours and you'll never be cold.
Mm.
With that thing on. I don't know what the heated floor is, unless you're lying down on the floor.
Well, I watched The Block, right, and they've got heated bathroom floors, and then last week they had a heated study floor.
Like, why would you? What?
Serious? Yeah, I know. I don't know. It's in Melbourne.
That's soft.
Does it get that cold? But, yeah, just think of how
Melbourne. Place is a dump.
How much is it going to cost to run this thing? Anyway.
Oh, yeah, let's put heated floors throughout the apartment and you'll be costing you about $1,000 a week.
Yeah, yeah.
Heated floors, give me some floorboards and some rugs.
Mm, yeah, like that's right. Well, it's, you know, it does you good to be cold. But, you know, get your body shivering.
I wouldn't go that far.
get shivering and lose some weight. That's what
toughen up, exactly. Shivering makes you burn calories, that's right.
That's right. Google Australia's holding company changes to Alphabet. So we all knew that this was happening all over the place, and I just assumed that it was probably just, I don't know, it was obviously that was kind of Google Australia was going to change, but now it's apparently been official. So
Google in the States has a change to Alphabet, right? That's just become the holding company,
yeah.
And Google's become one of its brands, and I suppose it's down here it'd be something similar.
It's happened. It's just happened. Google Australia has now officially
changed. It's a weird name,
changed.
Isn't it?
Yeah, details of the name.
Alphabet, what? Is it Alphabet Holdings or what?
Just
what is
Alphabet.
It? Just Alphabet Proprietary Limited or something.
Yeah, Alphabet Inc.
It's just weird.
Details of the change were officially published by the regulatory authorities, signed by Google Australia director. The change was effective from the 2nd of October, and that comes after about 2 months since it was announced globally. The the creation of Alphabet saw Google and its various subsidiaries into separate businesses. The company's interest ranges from drones to driverless cars, health and internet advertising. Apparently they're going to release their profit statements or whatever separately as well.
Yeah. Well, I can understand why they're doing this. They want to see which one of their divisions is losing money and which ones isn't. Who's supporting who, basically.
But they should still be able to, you know, do that. I can do that on my ob now.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, public company, they probably want to do it fairly stringently. I would say.
Mm. So they look. They've got their website, the abc.xyz, and Google has also reportedly bought the domain abcdefghijkmypqrstuvwxyz.com.
Oh.
So there you go.
That's a bit silly.
Well, they couldn't have spelt alphabet.com because I think a German car company's got it.
Really?
I think so, yeah. And obviously, do you think they're going to give that up now that Google is interested?
Well, it depends. If it's Audi, or sorry, Volkswagen, they could do with the money. So they'll probably sell that.
Aren't they in trouble?
They're in a massive amount of trouble.
Because it's not just the people that are going for them. You know, like class actions all over the planet.
Yeah.
It's not just the people that's going, oh, well, you sold us this and, you know, we were driving around for 3 years and we're actually polluting
the place.
Serves
you right for buying a diesel. That's what I say.
But apparently now it's the dealers as well because they've been duped. No one's going to them. They need compensation.
Yeah, of course.
They're in a world of hurt.
If you bought a diesel car and this came out, or a diesel Volkswagen and this came out, you're not going to be ringing up Volkswagen, are you? You'd be going to your dealer.
Mm.
So they're swamped with work, and they've got to put on extra staff to handle all the complaints, and
No good.
Don't buy diesel. Don't worry about saving the planet because it's not dying.
No, it's cooling.
It's cooling. We're going to have an ice age soon, so watch out.
Yes. Now, look, if you need more shows to keep you occupied through those lonely, windy days of October, don't forget all the other shows. There's the Aussie Mac Zone, the Aussie Tech Security, and us. And there's other shows, if you want, from Australia and New Zealand that we have put all together and chucked them in the AussieTechRadio.com. So it's a shoutcast service that runs 24/7. You can just tune in whenever you like. There'll be something interesting on. And if you like the show, why not go back to its origins and subscribe to it on YouTube so they know that you're there listening. But AussieTechRadio.com, go and check it out. It's just good to have it on in the background sometimes. Sometimes you think, oh, I don't know what to listen to. You know, you just go, oh, AussieTechRadio.com, blah, 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 bang, and you'll find something of interest normally, hopefully. And also our Facebook. Like us on Facebook.com/AussieTechEd. That'd be good if you could.
And yes, always like us on Facebook.
Yeah, so we've got the Aussie Mac Zone. I said that. Oh, and don't forget Will and Jace. They're doing their shows. Obsidian Loft. Don't ask me to spell that. And
Obsidian. It's a colour. It's a black. Obsidian.
Right.
The name of my car, the paint on it is Obsidian Black.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Learn something every day. Obsidian Loft and Old Fart Geeks. So that's the show where – find them on iTunes or YouTube. That's a show where they reminisce about the
retro tech hour, basically.
The tech of yesteryear, and it's quite interesting, and you find yourself getting lost yourself as you're listening. And oh, I remember those.
This time next year, they'll be talking the tech of yesteryear. They'll be talking about will be the Apple Watch, which will no longer exist.
You're still down on that thing, aren't you?
Oh, it's a piece of rubbish. I went and looked at one the other day. Walked past, let's have another look at this thing, and everyone was crowding around the Macs, the iPhones, especially, the iPads, Apple Watch stand. No one's there.
You could
get a good look at them.
You weren't here last week, but I was talking to Will and that, and when we're talking about the Microsoft Band, because that was announced, the Band 2. Look, that looks like it's a nice little thing that you can put on your wrist, and I think Apple would have been probably better served if they sort of got away from the watch and went with a band. You know, instead of a circular, squarey thing on your wrist, the Microsoft Band, it's sleek. And I like the Fitbits, you know, they're just sleek.
Does it do everything? It's got the pulse rate without having to put on a strap around your chest. Has it got all that stuff on it?
Oh, I don't know what it's got on it. Just look.
I'll research that.
Yeah, look, I think it does, but it's its own. Once again, because I know Warlock was going on about, you know, that he reckons that Fitbit should just license their technology so everyone can be on the same page. Everyone can use the same, you know, guts, so everyone can, you know, just be on the same page with everything. But now you got Fitbit, you got go and have a run with Garmin and go and run with this mob and go and run with that mob, and that's getting kept everywhere from blah, blah, blah. But yeah.
Does it hook into any computer? Can you sync it with any computer, or do you have to have Microsoft?
I don't know. I don't know much about it.
I know. It hooks into your iPhone. I'm looking at a thing here.
Yeah, right.
Oh, no, is that a Microsoft phone? Can't tell.
Yeah, so it's not like a watch. I think that's it. I think that's what
it does everything. This thing does everything, and it probably is a watch as well.
Yeah, and I think that's what that the just the shape of it is what I think where maybe Apple has missed the mark on that one.
It's just, ooh, $249.99. There you go.
Mm.
It's not bad. It's all right. Cheaper than an Apple Watch.
Yeah, and you'll probably find that, you know, it will start because Windows 10 now is going across all the devices. It probably goes onto the band, so you know your phone rings. It'll come up on your band, like that's just going to, or even that goes all through Bluetooth anyway.
Yeah.
So look, that's going to happen. That'll work. And like I always thought, you know, how hard is it to get your phone out of your pocket? Like how lazy you want to be, you know, when it rings. But I but because
hang on a minute, effort.
I don't want to exert 5 calories. Sorry. Yeah, bugger, I'll leave it in there. But, you know, I've got the Fitbit that, you know, it comes up on the little Fitbit screen who's ringing when it rings. And, look, it's just lazy.
I'm just looking here. It works with the phone. It works with Androids, iPhones and Windows Phone. There you go.
There you go. And
No mention of BlackBerry anywhere.
No, well, the BlackBerry's waiting until the band's got its own pop-out keyboard.
Yeah, that's right. Then we'll jump it right on that.
Yeah, and then they'll sync with it. But bugger them. We're not doing it before they get a keyboard. It's very not
cool. We want a nice hardware keyboard that's really difficult to type. I'll jump right on that.
That's right. I want a keyboard that you need a stylus or a pencil to type on.
Hang on, there you go. No, we need a watch with a stylus. So when you're running and you've got your stylus here, you fall over and you stab yourself in the face.
that'd be good. Like the euthanasia watch.
That's right. Just as well you've got it hooked up to your phone because you can just dial 000 or 911.
Mm.
And, you know, hello, I've hurt myself. How do you do that? Well, the stylus went in my eye.
Mm. Well, imagine,
and it dialed you automatically.
Imagine the games you could play if you could have like a poison needle in the back of the watch and, you know, you could set it at a random time.
Oh, we're talking James Bond now.
Yeah. And you'd be running along and you'd go 12 o'clock and you just feel this little prick in your wrist. Oh, there I'm dying.
How long will it be before they – you know what I find weird? Going back on technology, James Bond I think is distributed or licensed to be distributed by Sony.
Yeah.
Every time you watch a James Bond movie, they've got all these crappy Sony products on there. It's like, come on.
Yeah, I know. Right? Yeah, they're everywhere. It's
just rubbish.
Yeah.
And I like James Bond movies. I think they're great.
You got to look past that, though.
You know, they're up there and they're doing all this. The cars are great. And you've got all these, you know, there's missiles in the car. The glove box has got, you know, antibiotics in the bloody gun. And then he whips out his Sony.
Yes.
Unless we just get a flip phone, for God's sake.
Well, that's right. And as the movies date, I suppose like everything dates.
It's already dated. That's the thing. Even the new movies, because they've got Sony products, it's already dated.
Well, there's a new
throw an iPhone in there or something.
There's a new James Bond coming out this month, next month.
Can't wait for that.
Yeah, you like the Bond?
I love the Bond.
Yeah, I like Bond. Who's your favourite?
Not sure. I didn't mind Roger Moore.
Mm. I like Roger.
Daniel Craig's pretty good.
Oh, yeah. He's good. I like Pierce Brosnan. I think
he was all right, a bit slimy, but you know that's Bond for you.
Yeah, I didn't mind. Look, I think my favourite could be Sean Connery.
Sean Connery was pretty cool.
I do like him. I did like him. Yeah,
a bit aged now.
He's very old, I think. How old is he?
Oh, he'd be.
Let me have a look. He's 80s
or 70s, late 70s or early 80s.
No, I think he's mid 80s.
You think?
He is 85. Oh, spot on.
85?
Yeah, 85.
Ooh, wow.
Yeah, that's no good.
Wow.
Actually, it makes me want to go and watch something now with him in it.
Yeah, with his pretend English accent, which is clearly Scottish.
Yeah. Google offers virtual reality street view. So Google is
How does that work?
Well, Google is to make popular street view service available as a virtual reality app viewable on its budget headset Cardboard. Now you would have. Well, I think we've spoken about these.
Heard of Cardboard? What is this?
Yeah, it's like.
Is this like Google Glass?
No, but it's made out of cardboard. There it is. There's a picture of one.
I'm going to throw that on my face. Good.
Well, hey, it might be better than spending $2,000 on a bloody Google Glass or.
Yeah, whatever happened with that? They don't sell that anymore. They dropped it, haven't they?
Yeah, I don't know why. Thanks for coming. The people that bought it.
I think it's probably the nausea that it's causing.
Yeah, but imagine buying one of the prototypes. It's a couple of grand, and then that's dropped.
Yeah.
What do you got? What do you do with that thing now? It's just in the. What do you do with them? You just
well, the thing is, the camera on that now would be outdated for a start.
That's right.
Because it was probably only doing 480 when it came out, or 720 at the most, I would say. Most people are doing 2K now.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, the Google Cardboard, you can make them yourself, apparently. And it's wouldn't be too hard, would it? Looks like an owl.
Not by the looks of it.
Yes. Yeah, so anyway, Google also announced that it has a growing number of certified viewers, including the Mattel Viewmaster. Oh, I remember those. And the Zeiss VR 1GX on sale, which are made of plastic and are more robust than the original cardboard viewer. Street View via Google Cardboard will not be true virtual reality, as the images will not be 3D, but users will be able to see street images in 360 degrees. Still cool, I reckon. Offering a new way to explore cities and landmarks around the world. Support for cardboard will be available on iOS and Android. Make one out of your McDonald's burger next time.
Well, that's it. So you're going to have your Big Mac and learn something about the Eiffel Tower.
Now, wouldn't that's the go, isn't it? Get the Big Mac packages.
Maccas, are you listening?
Yes, this is it.
Get the donuts and the apple pies out of your gob and listen up.
Because here's another freebie from Aussie Tech Eds. Here's another one. Get your...
you know what that is?
Your burger.
You know what that is? That Google Cardboard? That's a drinks tray right there. Finish your drinks, off you go with your cardboard.
Yeah. You see your footy team losing, put your drink cardboard holder on your face and go for a wander.
Yep, that's it. Let's go for a wander in your depressed state after your football team got thrashed.
Yeah, but how is it? Yeah, but anyway, I think you can download the template or whatever. And you just fold it up and away you go. That's cool.
That's hilarious.
I was actually hoping was on tonight because he was I was relying on his expertise in this field because I'm sure we've talked about this. And I think you can buy that design or buy one of those for about $15 or something. They're right. pretty cheap.
Well, it is a shame Will's not here because I read an article today that Android phones are 99% insecure.
Would have made his night.
Yeah, so he would have. That's maybe why he's not coming on, because he knew I would have picked up on it.
No, he's probably plugging the floors in his phone.
That's right. That's true.
Australia begins mass data retention. We knew this was coming. It's finally happened. Large amounts of telecommunications metadata must now be kept for 2 years. By Australian telecommunications companies under a new law which came into effect on Tuesday. I don't know. I don't particularly have too much problems, really. I don't do anything wrong, so I've got no problem. It covers data on who called or texted whom and for how long, as well as location, volume of data exchanged, device information, and email IP data. The government has stressed that the data retained is only metadata and does not include the content of calls and messages themselves. The law does...
Thankfully.
Well, yeah, I think recording the messages themselves is a bridge too far. I don't think I'd like that. But, look, I think you've got to realise that, look, there's a lot of data that's already kept by the government on each individual now. And yes,
correct.
And it only comes to light if there's a problem. So I can't see there's too many problems. I don't really mind. Look, it's only going to come to light if I go around and I kill someone or something. They're probably going to check me metadata to see if I'd spoken to anyone about it. I don't know.
But yeah, look, it's a bit vague, really. Really, it's well, you know, they're keeping this, but they don't, you know, do we know? It's all over the shop. It's a very simple answer. Just leave us alone.
Really. Yeah. But look, the strange thing, I suppose, when you get more into the nitty-gritty here, and it says Australian internet services are required to keep detailed records of almost everything about an email or chat conversation, right? But exempt are foreign platforms. Everyone uses? Gmail, Hotmail, Facebook, Skype. They're exempt.
Are they really?
Yeah. So, what? They probably can't go and make these companies keep data.
Because
they're overseas.
They're offshore.
Yeah.
Well, what about if I've signed up with Office 365?
Yeah.
And it's an American thingamajiggy.
Yeah, but what would they be trying to keep?
Well, because I run all my what you call it in there through it, my business through it.
Yeah, right? They're probably just. But what would be kept? That's your internet.
I don't know.
Yes. So data on who called or texted whom for how long was location also makes it much easier. Blah blah blah. The law does not require firms to hold onto web users' browsing history. So it doesn't take that.
Doesn't mean they won't.
No. Internal email and telephone networks, such as those operated within companies and universities, are also exempt. Well, as good. They should be, I think.
Yeah,
good. But, look, I don't know. Am I naive when I say that, look, I think the government, they've got the bigger picture, so they know more than me?
No. The governments always think they know more than us. They generally don't. But, if you've got nothing to hide, you've got nothing to fear.
Yeah, your name's not going to pop up unless there's some reason for it to pop up.
Yeah, that's right. So when they're scanning the airwaves, they're looking out for phrases, words, order of words. They know how to break a code. They're not stupid.
Mm.
And if you don't come up in any of their algorithms, you're pretty safe. If you say, bomb, mosque, car, and a function centre, and then someone's name, and that all might be coded in five different messages over 10 days, they'll work it out.
Mm.
Yeah. How do you think they catch all these people now?
Yeah. Well, that's what it's all about, I suppose. Okay, what else have we got here? Oh, how's this dude? Minecraft player, 35-hour gaming marathon. He's gone for the world record.
Does he want to die? He's raising 1,800 pounds. I'll just give him the 1,800 pounds to save him from a heart attack.
He's not that fat. He's all right.
It's not that. There's this one guy in South Korea. He'd had 24 hours of nonstop gaming, dropped dead.
Oh, yes, I did hear that. Yes, that's right.
Yeah. Mm. So, well done. Because you've got to keep yourself awake so you're drinking Coke and, all the good stuff. Coke, pizza.
No-dos,
cigarettes. It's just not good for you.
Joe Kelly of Cheltenham played the game for 35 hours, 35 minutes and 35 seconds. Meh. Raising, 1,800 pounds. Who's donating money to this rubbish? But anyway, good on him.
Well,
good on him.
Most people, obviously.
Yeah, 1,800 of them.
Someone behind him there that doesn't want to show a face.
Maybe. Well, where's he got a microphone? Can you talk on Minecraft?
Well, if you want to be a geek about it, probably, yeah.
Now, the current record, 24 hours and 10 minutes, was set by Martin Fornleitner in Austria, 2011. The title is Minecraft has sold more than 54 million copies worldwide. I'm surprised it's that little.
I think it'd be more than that.
Yeah, everyone you come across plays it.
Microsoft paid them about. How much did Microsoft pay them? $1 billion or something? Some ridiculous amount of money.
Yeah, it was about, $2 billion or something.
Yeah, so, something around there. It was a billion something. I would say that they'd have quite a few more licenses out there.
Now, look, Eric, you can watch this Guinness Book of Records event if you like. Because he live streamed the entire game on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not going to stay up and watch that.
And added, the stunt has taken its toll on his hands. My shoulders didn't ache, my back didn't ache. The worst thing was my fingers. They hurt so much just from holding keyboard and mouse and being clenched in a clenched position for such a long time.
Well, what did you expect?
Yeah.
I was surprised he could walk out of his chair. After sitting down for 35 hours, I'm surprised his muscles hadn't atrophied.
Look, can I get a picture of him for those who want to see him? Here he is.
Yeah, get him up there.
There he is.
There you go. He looks like a stylish sort of hippie hipster.
Yeah, he's cutting that mo and that's a full moustache he's got going there, though.
Is it really?
Yeah, can't you see that?
I will in a minute.
Yeah,
that looks like a bit of a
handlebars.
Three Musketeers thing going on.
Yeah, he's going all right. Looks like he's only got a small screen there, so Yeah, but anyway, eat, sleep, and mine.
There you go.
Righty-o. Good on him. 1,800 pound charity. Good work.
1,800 pounds. That's what?
$5,000. Yeah.
Aussie.
Yeah.
Aussie, four. Which is about 3,500 US.
Yeah, something like that. Now, everyone's been complaining they want a dislike button on Facebook.
Yes, well, please.
Well, maybe not a dislike button, but what about a whole range of emoticons?
Oh, yeah, come on.
So
so if you don't like something, it makes you want to throw up. You just, is there an emoticon that does this?
there might be. There's a one with an open mouth. That could mean anything.
Yeah, that could mean anything. If you put that at the... at the brothel where Lamar Odom was, that could mean anything.
It could be anything. Facebook says it's bringing in several emoticons you'll be able to use instead. The new reactions will let users express love, laughter, happiness, shock, sadness, and anger.
What about hatred?
Yeah.
Got to throw a bit of hatred in there. You've got to get a few judgmental icons in there.
Yeah, give us a good serving of hatred. Like a face that's just as red. Well, there's an angry one at the end there, but it's not hatred. That's just angry.
No, hatred is, you know, you're giving them the full treatment.
Yeah, hatred. That's not a bad word. I haven't heard that word for a long time. It works by hovering over.
You wait till you get the emails after this week's show.
Yes. That's right. I forget about those. Yeah, hatred in all those emails. It works by hovering or long pressing the like button and selecting relevant emoji that you want to put in your message. The status will then count how many likes, love, angers, etc. you've had. The company says it hopes to roll the features out very, very soon.
Yeah, good, because there's a few posts that I keep seeing from people that I'm related to that I feel like just going the full hate.
Hate me up. Hate me up. I hate them.
Yeah. Haters be hating.
Yes. Now, look, this might be coming to my last story. Here's one for you. Video games. US voice actors approve strike action. That's right. Not everyone in the voiceover industry is happy.
Right.
Actors want royalties.
Fair enough. The real actors want royalties.
Well, the voice actors.
Oh, the voice actors, right. Not the actors that happen to do voiceovers, just the voice actors. Okay,
voice actors,
enough.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, voiceovers probably only one go. But anyway, yeah. So they want royalties, some of which sell millions of copies of the game. I don't know. I suppose, is that fair? Mm-hmm.
Well, look, suppose. If you signed your contract that stated that rather than get paid a lot up front, you get a cut of the profit, well, you know, good for you, because a lot of movie actors do the same thing. They say, I'll take a minimum up front, just put me on for a 10% share of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, it's up to your own nouse to negotiate that. No point negotiating it after you've signed the contract.
That's right.
Too late. Negotiate it before you go in.
Another thing they want, item that they want on the table to be discussed, they also want stunt coordinators for motion capture shoots and stunt pay for vocally stressful recording sessions.
Oh, righty-ho. Far enough, I think.
Yes.
Go away, people. God.
I know.
Should I call the Whambulance?
I think so. I think I hear it coming. But you're in an air-conditioned booth. You've probably got food and drink brought to you.
Someone's delivering your pizza shit. You're shoving down your gob with your donuts and your Coke. And you want danger money working in an air-conditioned office.
And being in Hollywood, you could probably poo your pants and have someone clean it up. You wouldn't have to move.
That's right. You wouldn't have to move. You'd change your nappy.
That's right. Walk in.
Wet wipes on there.
Walk in with some Depends.
That's it.
You don't have to move out of your booth all day.
That's right.
And you know.
And you want stress money.
Yeah, it's stress money. What's going
on? I'll come over there. I'll give you stress money right now.
The Screen Actors Guild, American Federation of Television and Radio Arts, that's a big name for a group, has needed more than 75 members to agree before it could authorise a strike. Actors have complained that sessions for games such as Call of Duty, which require a lot of vocally stressful sessions. How? You just go down.
And you just record that. Six and then times? You loop it in the other scenarios and scenes. You know, watch out, watch your back, watch your left, watch your right. It's like Siri. She didn't record every single street name in Australia. There's a certain amount of words that she said, and then they put it all together.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it would require a lot of vocally stressful sessions, often go on for hours. Oh, the poor
pets. Poor thing. And then you walk out onto Hollywood Boulevard and go to Macca's and just have fun.
The union has called for sessions to be limited to 2 hours, with actors receiving higher pay for them. The union also wants actors to be given more information about the roles that they are auditioning for and what they will be required to do. Probably talk, I'd imagine.
Talk, that's why it's called the voiceover.
Mm. Yeah, I don't think that you get there on your audition and the director's not going to say, oh, can you go and jump off that three-story building for us?
Yeah, can you see these oranges over there? Juggle them.
Yeah. See those knives? Swallow them.
Yeah, swallow the knives. See that lady over in the box over there? Cut her in half.
Yeah, that's not like, it was just a funny little story, I thought. That's why I thought I'd bring it in because it was just, I don't know, I thought that'd be a pretty cruisy job myself. Doing I thought over. That
if you've got the voice for it,
yeah.
Hello, Hollywood.
And I'm suppose, available. Yeah. And as far
come on, get off the grass.
As far as the royalties go, just going back to that quickly was, look, you know, some people have got a very distinguished voice, and yes. I suppose if you have got a distinguished voice and you can apply that voice and make it almost inseparable from the character, so whenever someone hears that particular voice,
they think of you.
Then I think a royalty should be in order.
In which case, get a better lawyer, get some education and business training yourself, and negotiate a better contract. Don't always point the finger.
Mm. That's right. If you're
the one, no one forced you to sign the deal.
Yeah. If you're good at what you do, yeah, just go for some more.
Sign a better contract. Ask for a better deal. Don't sign anything until you do.
Right. Don't sign anything until you talk to Eric.
That's right.
Now,
45%.
Yeah. Oh, are you the colonel or something?
Yeah, mate.
Children as young as 4 will be taught about digital technology in Queensland schools as the government phases in the next wave of digital reform. Now, Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk. Now, apparently I heard someone say that you're actually in wherever country she comes from, it's actually pronounced Palaszczuk.
Palaszczuk. I don't know where she's from. I think she might be Poland or something.
Don't know. But anyway, she's over here now. So the Premier announced...
And you're stuck with her.
For a couple of years, announced the launch of a discussion paper. Oh, good, another discussion paper.
Yeah, and I love discussion papers, committees and summits.
They love it. That's all that's been done up here.
All they do is talk.
Yeah, that's all that's been done.
Talk fest.
Mm. Oh, they didn't...
for a junket. They're on a study tour to Rome.
Yeah.
Do what? Study the traffic patterns of the crazy Italians.
But they drive on the other side of the road. Oh, we didn't notice.
There are no rules.
We were getting chauffeured around. We didn't notice.
Yeah, that's right. What did you learn? I don't know.
Our plan is for all students to be global citizens who are skilled in science, technology, engineering and mathematics with expertise in Asian language and intercultural understanding, literacy and numeracy. Learning, coding and applying these skills to real-world problems will help students to be critical thinkers, innovators and problem solvers.
Yes, I agree with that.
A great idea.
I don't know, 4 might be a bit early, but I do agree with the general theme of what they're trying to do.
But a discussion paper? What's after a discussion paper? Can't we just
More white paper?
Can't we just put a white paper out? Like, don't discuss it. White paper. That's a good idea. Let's do it.
Just do it.
Put a green one out.
Bring the experts in.
Mm.
They've done all the research.
Put a blue one.
Review their research. Get a few people in there. Review the research. Forget the white paper because all you're going to do is copy what they just said.
Mm.
And cut and paste it in a document and say, hey, we've done a white paper. No, you haven't. You cut and paste their stuff.
Now, you just said you didn't watch The Block, but...
I do watch The Block.
How about the room that has the black toilet paper?
That woman is an idiot and she deserves to lose and go out backwards.
She might... I don't know about black toilet paper.
What about the first week? She spent $40,000 on a bathroom.
It is the penthouse.
Who gives a rat's ass?
The person that buys it.
Let's face it, in that block of flats, the Octagon, it's the ugliest block of flats in the world. If I had that sort of money to spend, I wouldn't be spending it there.
But it might turn out all right. They're going to extend it a bit, put a balcony
on. I want them to go back to renovating houses.
Yeah. This is my first year watching it.
Oh, you're kidding?
Yeah.
Oh, it's good.
Yeah.
Plenty to hate. There's lots to hate and mock.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. I don't understand how everyone can hear Scotty when he goes tools down.
No, no, that's all just made for TV, mate. There'd be a buzzer going off in the background.
Yeah, there'd be something. There'd be something going off. All right. What else, Eric? Anything else? Or you're
no, I'm done this week, good? Unfortunately.
Yeah, there wasn't too much news around, was there, really?
No, it's just a bit of the calm before the Apple releases more crap.
Yeah, look, I think...
That we don't need.
Yeah, I'm sort of in two minds now about the iPad Pro, whether or not...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Any doubt?
Would I still have a use? I don't know if I have a good $1,000 use for it.
Well, just make sure you've got your pencil, the Apple Pencil.
I wouldn't.
And then when you're with clients, it's easy.
Mm, I want the Apple TV, though.
Yes, I'm thinking about that myself.
I will do that. I shall do that. I shall do that. All right. Don't forget, you can view the video of this podcast on YouTube and youtube.com/AussieTechHeads. And I've said about the live recording. You can do that as well, or you can get.
Are you recording this, Glenn, or is it done? Does it automatically?
No, I'm not recording it. I'm recording it on my normal way of recording.
Your normal way.
Mm, but I don't. Yeah, it didn't start. Oh, I thought it was auto on Blab.
It used to start automatically, but for some reason this one hasn't.
But who cares? So, look, there's a high-quality version on YouTube if you want to watch it on an Apple TV or other televisual componentry. Or if you want to watch on your iPad or your iPhone, there is a version of the video that is not as large, and it's on iTunes. So that's how you can get the different qualities.
Yep.
iTunes, little version. YouTube, big version. Easy.
Easy.
All right. Good stuff. Yeah, cool. Well done, Eric. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you, sir. Thank you, viewers. Thank you, ball boys.
Yeah, thank you, Blab viewers. Blab viewers. Now, look, people in the lounge, I don't know if anyone did come in, but anyway, look, I'm going to try and get around to putting links into the Aussie Tech Head Lounge. So next time you go to aussietechheads.com.au/live, you will get the link to the Blab. So how's that? Hang you up for that one. All bated breath. Don't talk to me about Celebrity Apprentice. I haven't seen it yet.
I don't want to watch it.
Oh, I like it. I like it.
Do you?
You're fired. Yes.
You're fired. See you later.
Will Donald Trump be the next American president?
No.
Who knows? Will Hillary Clinton?
No.
Hope not. Who knows? But anyway, all right. Thanks, guys. Thanks for downloading and listening or downloading and watching or whatever you may do to get a hold of us. That's excellent. We appreciate it very much. All right. Until next week, we might have Jason and Warlock back, maybe.
We'll see.
We will see. But until then, have a good weekend. Have a good week. No footy this weekend. Another crying shame. Another 8 months to go to wait. But until next week, bye-bye for now. See you, Eric. Bye-bye.
See you all.
Aussie Techhead is produced by The Secret Hub and recorded on the Gold Coast, Australia. Please visit our website and take part in our discussions forums at www.aussietechhead.com. Views expressed in the preceding audio do not necessarily represent those of Aussie Techhead or The Secret Hub. Thank you for downloading, and we'll see you next episode. Bye for now.